First off, when did the discovery of antibacterial honey come about?
So the first records of honey being used as an antibacterial probably date back to around 3,000 years ago with the ancient Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, I guess, being described about actually specifically killing bacteria is probably around the 1800s with a Dutch scientist, yeah.
So what is it exactly about honey that makes it bacterial?
It's a great question. So we think that it's a combination of a lot of factors. Because we know that there's around 200 different components in honey, and some which we don't even know about, we think it's a combination of all of these things, but mainly due to the fact that it's really high in sugar. So that means there's not a lot of water there for bacteria to survive. It's actually quite acidic, got a really low pH, lower than lemons, in fact. And not only that, but in certain types of honeys, we have special chemicals that come from the nectar of flowers. So you may have heard of Manuka honey or jelly bush honey. And this has a special chemical in it called methyl glyoxal, which in and of itself is actually antibacterial.
Right. So is this trait specific to Australian honey?
So no, this is common to honeys that come from the plant or the bush known as leptospermum.
Mm-hmm.
So this is found in Australia and New Zealand. In fact, the New Zealanders were the first to describe honey from this tree, and they have I think 2 to 3 species of this in New Zealand, and in Australia we have around 83.
Wow, lots and lots of honey to go around. So
yeah.
What can this discovery mean for the medical field?
So I think that it means that we can actually expand our repertoire of useful honey. So in this study, we showed that there's a wide range of Australian honeys that have quite strong antibacterial activity. And at the moment, most of the honey used in the medical field comes from New Zealand and is one particular type. So there's a shortage of that honey at the moment. So we are able to show that in Australia, we have honey that's just as good and possibly alleviate some of that shortage.
Yeah. And do you think this will help the honey industry grow and help efforts to protect the bees from extinction?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that it not only adds value to the honey itself, it also gives another reason to keep bees other than for just the pollination of food. So by specifically looking at producing honey, it means that bees get a greater diversity of food, which is good for their health, as well as actually being cared for by qualified beekeepers who can monitor their health by checking for diseases and making sure it doesn't spread.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff there. I do hope, I am constantly concerned about the bees. I am glad that this has some sort of positive to it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, we need to take care of our bees, and honey is one thing that if you're out there purchasing honey, make sure you buy a good quality honey from a local source if you can, to help support the health of our bees, which are obviously crucial for our ecosystem.
Definitely. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Daniel.
Thanks so much for having me.